When you hear that music, you know exactly what we're going to be talking about tonight. Welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood. As I cut this music down, let me introduce a couple of guests, and we're going to talk all things horror. We have back by, you know, actually we had quite a few people asking about you before. We have Amy Cody, who's back with us again tonight. And we have independent filmmaker in the horror genre, Cody Huskins, who's here with us tonight. Hey guys, thanks for stopping by the Gonzo Chronicles and hanging out. How you guys doing?
So good. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
And I'm just going to tell the audience here, I think I'm going to lie to them. Amy, you're out by the pool.
Sipping yes, on, I am. Sipping this is what I'm doing.
On a margarita. And by the sound of Cody's accent, we all know he's down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, at the corner at Blaine's at the bar. Coming at us live, and this is what we call weekend drinking time.
Friday night.
It is Friday night, guys, and I appreciate you guys coming on here. So we're going to talk all things horror, and we're going to talk about your project that you guys are working on. And from the intro music there, we had a little tubular bells from the movie. No one can mistake it, The Exorcist. Let's talk a little bit about these horror films, guys. I'm sure both of you have seen The Exorcist. Where does that movie rank for you guys on like all time top favorite horror movie list?
Number one.
I would say number one.
It's one of them that disturbs you. It's like you take it with you. Like when you watch it. When I first watched it, I was 12 years old, and I was like, for about 3 months, I was screwed, and I mean, I was disturbed by it. I couldn't sleep at night. Yeah, it was that disturbing.
Yeah. Now, well, how old were you when you saw this?
12.
What about you, Amy?
I don't remember how old I was, but I was very young, and I agree with Cody. I couldn't sleep for like a few days. It didn't last for months, like Cody, because you know I'm a lot stronger than he is. I got it. Cool.
That movie absolutely terrified me, and it really set a tone for like just a Ouija board in general. I know when I got into college, I know some people were playing with those, and it's like I still had just a nervousness around it because I'm like, don't let Captain Howdy get you. Don't let Captain Howdy get you.
I've always wanted to play with a Ouija board. I still do it. I'm 35, you know, and everyone's like, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. But, you know, I just want to. You with me?
Wow.
I know Cody is.
I don't know. There's just some. It's just like my dad says. There's just some things you just don't mess with. You know.
That's true.
That's one thing that makes me nervous about. There's so many ghost hunting shows on TV, and none of them are really scary. They're kind of, you know, they're there for entertainment, and those people that are on there are actors too. A lot of them are, and you know, I watch these, and I'm like, man, be careful what you ask for, because you go looking for something, you're going to find it eventually. Especially the ones who go in and looking for, like, demonic things. It's one thing to find a ghost. Now, if I saw a ghost, I hope I'm wearing a diaper at the time, because I know exactly what's going to happen. Now, if I ran into something demonic, oh, no way.
If I ran into something demonic, I mean, you might as well try to find someone to do an exorcism, because I'm going to fall the fuck out. I'm just done. I am done. I'm going to go crazy. That's it.
I've experienced both of them.
And he gets really quiet after saying that. There was no explanation.
Don't leave his hand. What's going on?
Yeah, it was very disturbing and very frightening for what I seen.
You're going to write the experience down?
If you want to hear the story.
Hey, we got time. Let's hear it.
I lived with my ex-fiance at the time, and we lived up in this countryside that was like out in the middle of nowhere. It's creepy anyway. So she always claimed that there was something following her, you know? And I was like, I didn't believe in that stuff at the time. And so one night it was around, I guess about 2 in the morning. Our closet caved in, but it sounded like somebody went in the closet and started throwing shit everywhere.
Okay.
And it woke me the fuck. I was like, holy shit. And I woke up and just terrified, and she was still asleep. She was a heavy sleeper. So I was like still scared and shit. And then about an hour later after that, I seen somebody that was like he looked like a backwoods guy with a white cap, and he was looking down at her, hovering over with a grin on his face.
Wow.
So I was like, I was kind of like, I stood up off the bed, and I still seen the figure looking at her. Before I could get something out of my mouth, he disappeared and went into the wall, and he was like a silhouette in the wall, like his shadow.
Holy smokes.
And I woke her up and told her, and she started screaming.
That's a good, perfect reaction.
Have you thought about making that as a short film?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Then about 3 weeks later, she was laying there in bed, and she started hovering off the bed.
Damn.
And I was like, what is wrong? I was like, I was shocked. Because she was literally raised up off the bed, like, and she was still asleep.
Did you tell her that you were the Keymaster? All right, that's a Ghostbusters joke. Hopefully people get that.
Then she went out, and we got up, turned the light on. There was somebody looked like something bit her, like an ankle and her foot, and there was blood on.
Jesus, did you move out of that house?
Yeah, we did. We moved out probably, let's see, probably about a month later.
Oh, it would have took me.
Fuck that, Mom. That would be like yesterday.
Yeah, that took me 20 minutes. Like, I'm moving out that night.
Get this.
Leave your shit. We're gone.
Get this. She was hysterical, and I got on my Facebook, and I sent, this was 3 a.m, I sent something on Facebook, like where you leave comments, can somebody help us? I said, there's something in this house we live in that's hurting my fiance. What can we do? Somebody said, get sage. Get sage. Somebody messaged me immediately, you know. He said, he said, I'll send you some sage. So he sent us some. We got the sage. We had it. We used it. It was gone.
Damn. So, That's creepy.
Yeah, so have you heard of sage before? It's supposed to, like, ward off, like, evil spirit stuff like that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, you know what else really works? Because when I lived, like, years ago, I lived in a single-wide trailer, and I swear to you, there were demons. I mean, there was ghost demons. I mean, I heard doors slamming at night. Nobody was awake. I don't know. I don't know who the hell I found this out from, but it was, like, you get lemons, and you cut... You slit the top of the lemons, you stick them all in, like, everybody's closet, and then by the morning, if they're, like, shriveled up and shit, it means they took, like, all the demons in them.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard of that.
And shit was shriveled up in the morning. I was like, get the fuck out. Get out of here, okay?
Oh, my God. You know, it'd been shriveled up in the morning, my courage. That's what would have been shriveled up. No way. I'm so glad I've never had experiences like that. Hey, Cody, I wanted to ask you this, though. You got into filmmaking, and I wanted to know, like, was there a scene in a movie or any particular movie in general that you saw and you thought, man, that is so cool. I got to get into independent filmmaking, or I want to do that.
I've always wanted to do films. I've been in acting all my life. My dad had me in acting since I was, like, 8, 9 years old. And, so I actually, when I was younger, I wanted to do martial arts movies because I'm a black belt in martial arts. And back then, Jean-Claude Van Damme was my hero. I wanted to be like him, you know. And
but then you seen Jason.
Well, I grew up with Friday the 13th. Funny story, when Friday the 13th came on back in the late 80s, early 90s, we had on USA Up All Night.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday the 13th, they'd show a marathon. And I'd make it to about 3 or 4 in the morning. So I made it to about part 3 or part 5 or whatever. So honestly, probably when I seen Kane in part 7 And I seen him go in that barn, and he's after her, and the way he looks and turns his head, I was like, that's what I want to do right there. If you want to say anything that I seen that I wanted to do, it was when Kane, watching his performance in part seven is when I was like, that's what I want to do right there.
So for definitely the way he turns in a lot of his films, especially when Kane portrayed Jason, the way he turns, just like, it's unbelievable. You know what I mean? And I haven't seen it with any other killer in any movie. He just, his whole body just goes into it. You know what I mean? It's just so like, wow. Yeah. I'm like mesmerized by this guy.
So for the folks who are listening, who are like, who the heck is Kane? It's actor Kane Hodder, Hodder. That's how you spell his last name. If you guys want to look him up, he's on social media and I guess you can find him on IMDb. A lot of people who are Friday fans or people who have worked on those films say that he was the one who played the best Jason. You know, they had a few.
He really was. And when I met him a couple years ago, he loved me. I mean, I like instantly fell in love with this guy. I mean, he was just so like, he's so down to earth. And I was just like, he was talking to me and he's like, well, what the fuck is your name? I was just like, oh my God, Kane's talking to me, you know? And it was at a horror convention and I told him and he was just so nice the rest of the night and just wanting me to be around him all the time. And when he gets up and he walks, he still walks like Jason Voorhees. I mean, he's never left his character. He's never left it.
I mean, maybe he was that character before he even got into the movie.
He was Jason. He is Jason. Yeah.
And I know several people who have met him at conventions and just, you know, they say he's probably one of the nicest cats they've met at these places. He's just really friendly to everybody and always posing for pictures and, you know, just never gets annoyed when the rush is there. And he's, you know what I mean? He's like always really good to the fans and stuff like that. So.
Oh, yeah. He'll definitely choke you out. I mean, he will take any picture with you. I mean, he's just, and it's just so, it's just, you don't get better than that. You don't get better with celebrities that are actually down to earth people. You know what I mean? That will take the pictures and do the poses. And it's just, he's a really down to earth guy.
Now, a friend of mine actually runs a website on Facebook. It's one of those groups. It's the alumni for the Friday the 13th actors. And a lot of them actually are on there. And they'll interact with fans. So if you guys haven't seen that, you might want to look up Friday the 13th alumni as far as Facebook groups.
Okay.
Because a lot of those are on there. I know Deborah Sue Voorhees from 5, Melanie Kinneman. And right now, like, a lot of their names are starting to escape me. But, like, but there's so many that are on there. And so it's pretty neat to see how kind of they look at it like a family. Because that movie was – that series was so big, that franchise – was so cool and literally defined a decade in that genre.
I feel like that the Friday the 13th franchise, and you know, you have like you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, and you have Halloween, and those are huge, very big franchises. But there's something about Friday the 13th. It's just something about Jason that everybody loves. It's his story. It's just the way he looks, and all of his different movies. It's just. And Cody knows him, and he knows Kane, and Cody's one of the best cosplayers in the world. I mean, Kane just adores Cody, and he's even told him, hasn't he, Cody, like, you're one of the best I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Me and Kane are convention buddies. We hang out, not only at, like, table. I'll see him, we'll hang out outside the rooms and everything like that. Something about me really likes. So I'm really, that's a huge honor.
Yeah, that's a compliment. Yeah, coming from the guy who portrayed Jason, I guess best, you know, not that any of them were bad. They were all really good, but yeah, he kind of sets himself apart and yeah.
He almost looks at me like a son or something. That's crazy. I mean, it's dream come true, actually. I mean,
So I want to pick your brain on a few horror films here. Like I was asking Amy earlier, like we all have these films like that never get old to us. Horror films like we can't live without. So, you know, one for me is I love Salem's Lot.
Hell yeah, I do too.
The original that was made for TV, I own that one. And the one that you hardly ever see the original of on TV anymore, especially when Halloween month rolls around, they have that, you know, 30 days of horror, you know, I always look for The Fog. Now you'll see the remake of The Fog, but the original Fog with Jamie Lee Curtis in it, you can't find. So I bought that. So those are like two movies, classic horror films that like I can't live without. What about you?
I watched one of them was it last night? No, it was the night before last. Is Silver Bullet.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you were telling
film.
Me. Yeah, you were watching that.
Yeah, I watch it probably once a month. I love that movie. It's my favorite werewolf movie. Just the way Gary Busey does it, a phenomenal job in it, and it's just, I love that movie, and I've loved it since I was a kid. So that's one of them. Another one is Pumpkinhead.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With Lance Henriksen, I love that movie. It's like another one. I have to have it, you know. Another one, let's see here, is Exorcist. So, we talked about it earlier. Exorcist 3, that's an underrated movie. I love it.
Oh, that, you know, that really was an underrated movie. That was very creepy. I'm trying to think of the name of the actor in it. What's his name? He played
George C. Scott.
George C. Scott. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but George C. Scott was originally from Wise County, right across the Tennessee border. In Virginia,
there's
a roadside monument up to that recognizes him as being a native of there. Of course, he left when he was young, but a lot of people don't know that he's from right in the heart of Appalachia is where he's from.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Well, so. I'd have to say mine. I'm gonna get a little newer on you guys.
Yeah.
But then I'll get older because I have a couple. Is the Amityville horror movies. I love the DeVeos. Now the one with Ryan Reynolds is really good.
That was a great remake.
He kicked ass. Every cast member was incredible. The kids, the adults. I've never seen Ryan Reynolds do such a good job in a movie. He should stick with horror. He did an incredible job in that movie. And that movie kind of screwed me a little bit. But in a good way. But I love all the Amityville movies. They're all really good. And I have to go back to Halloween. Halloween, the first Halloween, 1978 with Jamie Lee. That I can't live without that movie.
Yeah, that should have been on my list.
Damn it, Cody.
Yeah, when you
see, I'm weird. I think Michael Myers is hot. Michael Myers, there's something about it. Somehow, Jason, I think Freddy Krueger's high. I'm probably the weirdest person you've ever spoke to on your podcast.
Leatherface.
Like, what can we do with, like, your chainsaw's nice. What's up? You know what I mean? Like, God, I'm so weird.
You just like his chainsaw.
I do. Looks like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about, we were talking last time you were on about remakes, and we're kind of not real big fans of remakes, but yeah, the Ryan Reynolds, he did a really, really great job, and I was really not disappointed at all with that. I was kind of hesitant,
really,
but...
It was disturbing, it's really disturbing. I mean, all the Amityvilles are that, but Ryan Reynolds just, I mean, he kicked ass. He did, you know, he's not bad to look at, first of all, you know, but he portrayed his character. I mean, he did it. He nailed it. He did a great job.
Yeah. He's cool. He's also Deadpool. Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
what do you think about The Shining? That was a big one for me, too.
See, you know, the thing about The Shining is my youngest daughter, and she's 9, and she loves that movie. I mean, I love it. The girls, see, me and my sister are going to be the Shining twins for Halloween this year.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
I know, isn't that cool? That's cool, right?
Cody, I'll ask you this. Like, one of the things with The Shining that creeped me out was the music scoring. I mean, and the same thing with Halloween, same thing with, you know, all the really good horror films, like the music and the Tubular Bells that let in the show. You know, when you make film, I mean, how much consideration do you give to your project, to the background, any kind of music?
100%. Music makes a movie. There's a story of John Carpenter when he made Halloween. He showed it to the executives and stuff like that, and they was like, "This isn't scary. This isn't scary at all." Then when he added the score to it, they was like, "Holy shit, this is scary." So music is 100%. That's what makes a movie.
Yeah, one of the movies that really, as far as scoring, that really got me was, this is going way back, but a movie called Suspiria.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, no. check that out. It was Dario Argento, classic horror filmmaker, Italian. I think he might be Italian. His daughter was actually in, remember that movie XXX?
Oh yeah.
What's her name? The Russian lady that was in there.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking.
That was her father that made those. And
oh, was it?
Yeah, and the I'm colorblind, but like I recognize part of the color scheme, the background color scheme he would use in the film would make things eerie, and just the music was just yeah, man, it's kind of tickles your soul a little bit if you get the right music with the right scene,
well,
you know.
See, I thought that with Friday the 13th. I mean, the music behind it is just, and then when you hear the you know, and then just all of it, it kind of like, it does, it tickles my spine a little bit, and I'm sure it does a lot of people, even in the older films, you know. It's just, they did such a good job, and the fact that they're continuing to like make these films, which I mean, I hope there's another one. I don't know if there's going to be another one, but since 2009, but the music is very, very, very important. It's what scares the hell out of you, you know?
Well, it's the thing that catches your attention on the trailer. You know, any trailer I see, I mean, they always show the scariest scenes to grab your attention, but it's usually that ominous background sound or noise or music that kind of just, you know, kind of hooks you in there. Now, you, kind of moving, I guess, transitioning into what you're doing now, you've moved on from your previous project into something new, Amy, and you're working with Cody on a new project. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing now.
Well, yes, I moved on from that project. And me and Cody got to talking, and I knew he was doing Friday versus Jason Dreamscape. And there was a trailer to it, and I watched it, and I was like, holy shit. You know what I mean? Like, it actually looked so, like, you were watching it at the movie theater. It was that real. And I was just like, first of all, Cody portraying Jason is just, like, the best thing I've ever seen. Like, I'm obsessed with Cody. Like, I love him to death. And just seeing, you know, the music behind it and just everything Freddy, and then you see Jason. And then me and, you know, Cody were talking. What, Cody? And it wasn't that long ago. And he was just like, you know, hey, you're not a part of that your last film, so why don't you, you know, me and Dalton want you to come and work with us. Like, we would love to have you on. And so, of course, I was like, hell yeah. You know what I mean? To work with, like, such professionals and to be really good friends with them, I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it. And we were talking about it, and I was like, and then I was signed on to be executive producer yesterday, I think it was. And so just to be a part of it, Cody can tell you more about the film, but it's gonna kick ass. I mean, just the trailer is incredible.
Who wrote the script, Cody?
Josh Adams wrote it. Okay. He's our writer, Joshua Adams, and he's a brilliant writer. Me and him has been, we got together and we started working with each other about since last February. That's how long this film's been going in production, since last February. We've done a little bit of filming, but we're going to finish up. But no, he made a really good script. So yeah, it's going to be good.
So what's the next step in the process for you guys?
Well, we're finishing up. We're going to finish up all the film, hopefully by the end of the summer, by fall, the first of fall, whatever. And so after that, we got some other projects in mind too. And actually, we're wanting to start an anthology of, like, with Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, Leatherface, Jeepers Creepers. So yeah, we got a lot on the table right now. So
you'll have you said done by fall. Are you filming here in the region where you're at, or are you back down to?
Yeah, we're filming here.
Okay. Can you give away where you're filming at? What lake or?
Well, gosh, here in the Tri-Cities, we got Watauga Lake, Boone Lake. So it'd probably be at one of them. And so, yeah.
Yeah, not far away, you have South Holston Lake and Amy.
South Holston, yeah.
When you were on last time, Amy, I was telling you that there was a lake nearby where I'm at that I was went to the top of this hill. It's called Hidden Valley Lake, and it's probably about 15 minutes outside of Abingdon, Virginia, Cody. It's like you're heading back into the mountains, and that thing, that place looks so close to what Crystal Lake looked like in the first movie. I was driving with a friend. I was showing, you know, giving a tour around, and we were driving up there. I said, listen, man, I'm not kidding. If somebody jumps out with a Jason mask, I'm hitting the gas. I'm running the guy over. It ain't funny. We're out in the middle of nowhere, and that is not a good joke to pull back here. So either I've stumbled up on somebody's weed stash they're growing, or or somebody's psychotic. So, but no, there's a lot of great places around here. Watauga is a great place.
We have, and I haven't met everybody. I did talk to Joshua. He did reach out to me, Cody, and, you know, he was talking. He sent me a script, and he was just like, listen, I'm so glad to have you a part of this. This is going to be a kick-ass film, and I know you're going to bring great things to the table. And it's all about who you work with, the kind of talent you have, and I know a few people that I'm working with, and it's already such an incredible cast, and incredible feeling to be a part of something that's going to be so big, especially because it is going to be an anthology. And I know Cody, and he just brings what he has to the table, which is a lot.
Do you have a title, a working title for this yet?
Or
yeah, for the film coming out this fall, do you have a working title?
For it's Freddy versus Jason Dreamscapes, that one. Okay, then we got the Jeepers Creepers film we're doing. It's going to be called 23rd Spring.
Oh, okay.
We got a Halloween film called The Night. And then our Texas Chainsaw Massacre film is Leather on His Face. That's the name of that one. So, yeah.
It's just so badass.
So you guys have a lot of work cut out for you. Keep us posted how it's going. And when you have a trailer or something like that, I'd love to post it up on our social media.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have a social media page? Where can people follow you at?
Just hit me up on my Facebook, Cody Huskins. Just send me a friend request, write me or whatever. And I get daily messages all the time. I've had several today. I had a message today from somebody wanting me to do like a comic book of me in my Jason outfit with my body and everything. So I was like, that's pretty cool. So
that is pretty cool.
You know, they said, I want to use your body comp and everything. I was like, well, okay. And your outfits. So I was like, hell yeah, we'll do this. So,
so if anybody has any questions about Freddy versus Jason Dreamscape, definitely contact, you can Facebook me or Cody or,
We have a Facebook page, Freddy vs. Jason Dreamscape page.
Okay.
Like it. When you send us a message, I'll get it, or Dalton will get it. Dalton Stout's our director. Awesome director.
He's incredible. Dalton's so passionate about what he does.
And Dalton is the one that put our trailer together and did all the film, and he's like, he worked on Walking Dead. He has a movie on Tubi right now called Deprivation. Check it out.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll definitely make sure I check that out. So, yeah, so they can follow you on Facebook. And, yeah, folks, just keep up with any updates on the film. And when it comes out, hopefully you guys will come back. We'll talk a little bit about it. And are you going to maybe try to show it at one of the local venues around Kingsport, Johnson City, Tri-Cities area?
Yeah. I live here in Irwin, and Kingsport's about 45 minutes away. Johnson City, like I told you, is 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
So we're going to be working in this whole area, this whole region. So.
Yeah, there's plenty of little galleries that'll do showings of independent films, especially by locals. So that's yeah.
And I'm also going to try to get some shown where I'm at in the Wilmington area. I know a few people that would be willing to do a premiere and stuff like that, Cody. So. You know, I mean, it's just going to be so fun. It's just going to be, I can tell you, I know Cody, and this is what he was born for, and this is what I was born for. Me and him talk all the time, and all we talk about is horror. It's almost like that's just where we live, you know what I mean, in the 80s horror genre. And it's just, it's so nice to have someone to speak to about that, because you know, if that's where you're at, that's where you're at.
Well, it was, I think it was the best decade for horror
Cyrus, Dalton is trying to get us a premiere at the Bristol, is it Bristol Paramount?
Yes, I know exactly where it's at, yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to get a premiere there for a film, so.
So that's right on State Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right down my alley, I know it well.
Either Paramount, it's one of those, I had to get with him. So yeah, he's got connections with them, so he's trying to get us like a premiere there, so.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If you guys do that, let me know. I'd love to show up, and maybe we'll just do a show from the event.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I certainly appreciate you guys coming on and doing the show. And, yeah, just look forward to hearing what you guys have going next.
Thank you so much for having us. It was nice talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to meet.
Yeah, you too, Cody. And you never know. I may end up running into you at the bar down there.
Yeah. Hit me up.
If you guys run into each other at the bar, call me and we can video call and we can all be drinking or something.
we'll do a live podcast from Hooters.
Johnson City. Yeah, no, I'm good. You don't need to call me from there. I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Man, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Gonzo Chronicles. You can follow me on facebook.com/GonzoBerryDick. I said Barry with a B, not the other word. So thanks again, everybody, and I'll see you on down the road.